I love trees. They're probably the biggest living things you will see. There used to be a fantastic big, big conker tree in this corner of Berry Knoll. Huge, great thing, which is that's that big trunk cut down there. Can you imagine the number of flowers one tree would have? Thousands and thousands and thousands of flowers. Someone said to me, it's like having a whole meadow of flowers for a bee. One tree, all the life that tree has, because they're so big and they collect all the energy from the sun and they put their roots right down and they bring up water and they can support life and whole ecosystems on those trees. And they're beautiful for shade, aren't they? And you can get in that shade and feel cool on a hot day, and they're just lovely to look at. And today we're going to tell a story about the announcement, great announcement, a king made. And this is how the story starts. King Nebuchadnezzar, to the nations and peoples of every language who live in all the earth, may you prosper greatly. It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders the Most High God has performed for me. So here's the king of this great, great, great empire saying, I'm going to tell you about something God has done for me. And it was a time when this king, Nebuchadnezzar, he was a really happy king. He had built this beautiful city, still reported of as one of the wonders of the world, with these beautiful hanging gardens of Babylon and lovely, lovely structures there. And he was at peace and he felt no threats. Generally a happy man. But on this day, he was a worried man because he'd had a really, really odd dream. How many of you ever have odd dreams? And you wake up thinking, I don't feel so happy this morning. Well, he had a specially odd dream. If I had his dream, I would have been feeling very odd that morning. And the thing was, he thought this wasn't just any old dream. He thought there was maybe a message in this dream. So he calls in all his experts and all his advisors, and he said, listen, I'm going to tell you my dream, and you've got to give me an answer. And they couldn't do it. And so then he went to a man who he'd learned to trust, Daniel. Now, he'd given Daniel a name, a special name for the Babylonians, with a Babylonian god's name in it, but he'd called him this anyway, and it was Belteshazzar. So he calls Belteshazzar in, and he says, Belteshazzar, I need you to tell me what this dream is. And so he begins to relate the dream, and Daniel listens to this dream to try and work out what its meaning is. And in the dream, it starts off, and there's this great tree, and this tree has got fruit all over it, full of fruit. And there's all the animals of the field are happily underneath in its shade and grazing away there and enjoying the life that's there. And it's got all sorts of birds of the air nesting in its branches. And it's all beautiful. And then the angel of God comes and says, cut this tree down. Let all the fruit be scattered. Let the birds fly off. Let the animals find somewhere else to live. But cut this tree down. But there was one odd thing about it. The tree was cut down, but it wasn't just removed completely. The stump was left in. And specifically it said, put a band of iron and brass around its base. Keep the roots there. Keep the stump there. Well, Daniel begins to get an understanding of what God's saying in this dream. And Daniel begins to look very worried. And the king says, come on, Daniel, don't be afraid of me. Don't be scared. I know there's something here you don't want to say, but please just tell me the truth. And Daniel says, well, king, I wish it wasn't this way. I wish it applied to anybody else. But I'm afraid the tree is you. And you've got this fantastic kingdom. And you've got this wonderful, wonderful, big, powerful nation. And there are many, many people are enjoying the fruits of this empire. And many people living under the shade of this empire. And many people are feeding on the goodness of this empire. But God says, you're not acknowledging him. And he's going to cut this tree down. But he's going to keep the stump there because he's got a future hope for you. Tell you what, King Nebuchadnezzar, this is what I think you should do. I think maybe if at this point you just turn your life around and you say, God, I'm going to acknowledge you and I'm going to treat people kindly and I'm going to treat people fairly in my empire, then maybe God will spare you. Well, the story goes on and said a year later, there was Nebuchadnezzar up on his balcony, walking to and fro, looking over these beautiful buildings he'd made, these lovely hanging gardens, and seeing all his servants coming and going, and seeing the armies there, and seeing this beautiful river with all the produce coming from all over the world into his city. And he's saying, my, haven't I made a wonderful place? This work I've created. And at that moment, God says, you haven't changed. And at that moment, Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind. And he became like an animal of the field, it says, and he had the dew of heaven drenching him. And it said he ate grass like the wild animals. And that went on for 7 years, like that. 7 years. And then after 7 years, it says, see what he's fallen from. After 7 years, it says, he turned his eyes to God. And he said, God, I acknowledge you are God. Let me see if I can just find the actual words here. Therefore, at the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High and honored and glorified him who lives forever. He said, God, I know that I'm not the center of this empire or this world or this universe, but you are. I haven't made all this, but you've made all this, and you've made it possible. And I'm going to worship you, and I'm going to make you my king. And it's all restored to him, and he has back all his sanity, and he stands up in front of all the nations of the world to say that God is God. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, this is the end of his proclamation, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. Today, we're going to be hearing the story of Barney and Georgina, and they're going to be saying something about what God has meant for them. And there are many, 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 many others of us here who have come to find God in that way. But, you know, a lot of us think we can still manage on our own. A lot of us think that actually we can sort it out and we can run this life. And actually we think the good things that happen are because I'm such a wonderful person. Or perhaps because I'm part of such a wonderful nation, or whatever. But actually, what God says is just remember, actually, none of these things are things we deserve. They're all things God gives us. And what God says is, as long as you're humble before me, and you say, I'm just me, and you're God, and I'm going to follow you, then God will continue to pour blessing into our lives in his various ways. And we'll know him and walk close with him. And my invitation to us all this morning is to say, are we humble before God today, saying, God, in all my decisions, I'm going to make you God. You take the lead. In the way I think about myself, I'm going to be humble before you. I'm going to recognize that you've given me what I am and who I am. I'm going to be humble before you. And in the way I treat other people, I'm going to recognize that they're your people too, and you've made them the people they are, and I'm going to respect them and honor them as well. You know, and this is part of, this is how we come to God. God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. You're God, and I'm following you. So there's the invitation. Let me have a little pray with us together. Maybe somebody here might want to ask Jesus into their lives today. Lord, you know whether we're going our own way. You know whether we think still in our hearts we can sort our own selves out. You know whether in our hearts we somehow think we're a little bit better than everybody else. You know all those things about us. But Lord, we want to say this morning, or at least some of us want to say this morning, we're sorry when we do that. We're sorry when we puff ourselves up and we say to you, Lord God, forgive us, make us your children, you be our God, and we want to follow you because we want to give you the honor and you're the King. Amen. Amen. Amen.